The word today is curious. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. It's natural for us to pay attention to the lives of people around us. And when surprising events take place, we wonder, what will happen to those people? But that curiosity can turn into an obsession that keeps us from doing what the Lord wants. We need to stay focused on God's will for us if we wish to live a productive and joy-filled life. Here with more on this important topic is Bible scholar Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Curious.
At times we become curious as to what is happening in someone else's life. In fact, watching other people can be such an enjoyable activity that we have all done it. Simply sat in a place where there is a lot of activity and observed all the different body types and behaviors and interactions between people that happen. It's truly an incredible thing to observe human nature. Well, Peter, one of the followers of Jesus, was very curious as to what was going to happen to another disciple, namely the Apostle John. And we see this taking place at the resurrection, at one of the appearances of Jesus after his resurrection. And he had just finished having breakfast after a miraculous catch of fish. And Jesus is walking with Peter, we presume, because there's a discussion of John following behind them, maybe just listening to what was being said. And at one point, after Jesus reinstates Peter by asking him three times, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" and giving Peter the opportunity three times to profess his love and faith in Jesus after his betrayal and denial of Jesus three times. After all that had taken place, we see in John chapter 21, starting at verse 20, Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This is the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and had said, "Lord, who's going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the brothers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say he would not die. He only said, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? This is the disciple who testifies to these things and who wrote them down. We know that his testimony is true. Jesus did many other things as well. If every one of them were written down, I suppose that even the whole world would not have room for the books that could be written." So we know now that the author of this gospel was John. He's called the beloved apostle because he was probably Jesus' closest friend among the 12. And the incident where Peter is turning and looking at John as they walk along the shore during this resurrection appearance is prompted because Jesus made a prophecy regarding Peter. He told him that he would end up crucified. And we know this because in verse 18 and following, Jesus says to Peter, "I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Peter would glorify God. We know from that description that Jesus was telling Peter that he would be crucified as Christ had been. Peter then turns and sees John and asks, "Well, what about him?" Jesus responds, with another question. What is that to you? Now, this is an interesting dynamic that we have going on here. We have Peter being told that he is going to have a very tough future. He is not going to abandon Jesus. He won't deny Jesus three times again. He's learned that lesson. He's also learned of the wonderful love and mercy of God in Jesus Christ, that even when you've made such a mistake as Peter did, you can receive forgiveness from God. And that should be an encouragement to everyone who is listening, because there is no sin that you repent of that cannot be forgiven. Any time that you're feeling sorrowful and contrite in your sin, you bring your guilt and your burden to God and confess that sin, and in the name of Jesus Christ, you can be forgiven. That should be encouraging to us. Well, Peter, after he had been reinstated by Jesus, and Jesus told him three different times, "Feed my sheep," in other words, Peter would be suitable as a shepherd, as a leader of people, Jesus tells him that he is going to die. He's going to be crucified. Now, that would be tough news, tough information, but it would also help Peter to gather himself and know ahead of time so that he could prepare and he could stand boldly for Jesus. The first time he was confronted was a surprise and he caved in. Maybe Jesus knew that this information was going to be helpful for Peter to stand strong in faith and to keep his confession when he was confronted with death. And that would be a very loving thing on the part of Jesus. What it does, though, is it brings up a question. We love to get information about the future, and in fact, our sinful flesh wants to try to, in a sense, take hold of the future, to gain some advantage, to know about the future in order to turn it for an advantage to ourselves. In the Old Testament, it was absolutely forbidden to seek spiritists and mediums, to have a seance or anything like this, because that's an attempt to steal power and knowledge. It's an attempt to turn from trusting God to trusting in yourself. It's really kind of, in a sense, a form of idolatry. It's abandoning simply walking with God and letting Him lead and attempting to get the information to lead yourself. And that's why it is forbidden in the Old Testament. It was also forbidden in the New Testament. So whenever anyone attempts to take control of the future through mediums and spiritists and seances or tarot cards or anything like this, it is against the will of God. I hope that you're not dabbling in these things, and if you are, you need to drop them. You need to cut it out. It's not godly, it's not pleasing, and it can bring great sorrow and harm upon yourself and others. So I hope that you will listen to this admonition. Our trust is not to be placed in human activities and attempting to gain power and knowledge. Our trust is in the Lord God and the Savior Jesus Christ. In that way, you can have an eternally secure future so that you do not need to worry or concern yourself overly about the things that happen day to day. It's really a beautiful thing to live in trust in Christ for your eternal future. And Jesus was telling Peter, basically, when he said, "What is that to you?" he was basically saying, "It's none of your business." This is another important lesson that we have to learn, is that how God works with one person individually, particularly, in a way that's loving and helping and leading that person is not necessarily going to be the way He does it for us. It's none of our business at times to know everything we want to know about someone else. You know, the temptation for us is to look at other people and to take sort of like a snapshot, a picture of them at a particular place in time, or like a little snippet of a video of their life. They might be very happy. They might look as though they're glamorous or popular. And we are tempted then to envy. We are tempted to greed. We're tempted to covetousness. And then we wonder why God hasn't blessed us with such things. There's all kinds of sins that can come in by just looking at one little segment of another person's life and starting to get discontented. Don't do it. It's nonsense. God is dealing with each individual, and specifically in a loving way, each person who comes to him in Jesus Christ to become a son or a daughter of the King. He's working with us with our own individual needs, our own individual talents and gifts, and our future that he has planned out for us. It's so lovely to know that God is concerned for our individual welfare. So don't get hung up on what he's doing with everybody else. The world tends to want to watch everyone else and try to, again, gain some advantage from this. But it's largely a waste of time. Now, I do believe that it is good and godly to read or listen to the accounts of the martyrs of the Christian faith, or the preachers of the gospel, or stories of courageous and loving Christians. We can learn much from this, but we don't want to start to get dissatisfied with how God is treating us. Instead, let's stay focused. Remember, Jesus called Peter to follow him, and that's the point. Our goal is not to try to figure out what God is doing with everybody else and then compare it to ourselves. Our goal is simply to follow Christ and then trust that he is going to work out all things for the good of those who love him and are called through Jesus Christ. So pay less attention to what he's doing with everyone else and more attention to how he loves you and has forgiven you in Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for The Word Today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.